Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Samach Aleph in Masech Shabbos. We pick up finishing the topic of the sandal HaMesuber, the hobnailed sandal, which was prohibited because it reminded of the terrible sakana that was described in yesterday's daf. The Gemara we pick up with is about 8 or 9 lines from the bottom on Samach on the base. Gemara says, we had learned earlier, Arba Chamesh Mutter, that if there are 4 or 5 of the nails that are put into a sandal mesumer, so then it would still be acceptable. What would be Asur is if there were more. Particularly, we had learned, 2 lines into the wide, that Reb Lazar ben Reb Shimon had taught us that if there were more, and some of them had fallen out, then we already don't consider this a classic hobnailed sandal, and it's going to be permissible. The Gemara is medayik, hashacham in shari arba mi boy. Once we say that 5 is permissible, do we need to say 4? Obviously, if 5 is permissible, 4 is less. 4 is certainly going to be permissible. Amar al-Chizda, arba mi sandal gotan, v'chamesh mi sandal gotan. 4 is the maximum that one could have on a small sandal, 5 on a large one. We had also learned in that discussion, Rebbe Matir at Sheva, the Rebbe was lenient until 7 of these. Asks the Gemara, V'atani Rebbe Matir at Shlosh Yisrei? Didn't we learn that Rebbe had held that already up until 13 would be acceptable? The Gemara answers, Note Shani, that if we're talking about the nails that are put there just to keep the balance of the shoe, in other words, to make sure that there's an even support, then up until 13 is acceptable. However, the nails that are there for support, in other words, that are there l'chazek, as Rashi describes in Dibur HaMaschil, note that if they're there to make the shoe, to strengthen the shoe, then only until 7 is acceptable. Hashavas is lahachi. Says Gemara, once we've introduced this distinction, Rabbi Yochanan nami lo kasha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's also no difficulty. Note shani, that when it comes to support, then the numbers will be different. The Gemara is referring to that above. The Gemara had asked Rabbi Yochanan, who had said that 5 are acceptable, wasn't consistent with any opinion of the Tanoim. So if we're going to say that Rabbi Yochanan was talking about support, l'chazek, then only 5 would be acceptable, and the Tanoim who say 7, they were talking about for lenota, to balance the shoe out. Amar Rav Masna v'Amila Amar Rav Achadvoy Bar Masna Amar Rav Masna Ein Alach K'Rav Lozer Ben Shimon. We do not follow Rav Lozer Ben Shimon, who had taught us that you're not allowed to even move the shoes themselves. Says the Gemara, L'chur, that's Pashut. Pshita, it's Pashut. Yachiv Rabim, Halacha K'Rabim. If it's a minority in the majority, you follow the majority. Answers the Gemara, Ma'od Estay, I would have thought Mestabra, Time to Rav Lozer Ben Shimon, Maha, Kamash Malon, that we don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Maybe because Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon makes so much sense that if we're going to allow people to touch it, so then eventually, and move it, they'll eventually put them on. So the chiddush here is no. Amar Rabbi Chia, ilav de kari li bavloi, if I was not called someone from Bavel, shari isure, if I was not referred to as the Babylonian, who's the big mako, Sharinim Bey Tuva, I would have been matir many types of mismarim. V'kama v'pumpadisan amrin, esrim v'arba. Besura amrin, esrin v'tartin. In Bavel, they were makel when it came to 24, and when they were makel in Sura in 22. The kula of 24 was in Pumpadisa. Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, v'simancha, and the simon is Adasim and Pudasa Lasura Chasir Tarti. When you travel from Pumbadisa to Sura, get rid of 2 of them. In other words, get rid of 2 of the Mismarim, because here they're more machmer and only allow for 22. The Mishnah beginning of Bamel Isha had taught us also, as we pick up in the last few words on Samach Hamabez, Velo biyachid bizman she'ein biraglo maka. A person is not allowed to go out with 1 shoe at a time that their foot, their other foot, does not have a wound. If the other foot has a wound, so then in such a case they're allowed to go out with 1 shoe. However, if their foot does not, so then in such a case it is prohibited. Many explain because we're afraid that he's going to take off the shoe if there wasn't a good reason to have only one on. Looks strange. So then, if he only has one, he'll eventually take it off and come to carry it. The Gemara continues on top of Samach Alf from Alf Hayesh, Viraglo Maka, Nothing. The deduction, of course, is that if it did have a wound, then you're allowed to go out with a shoe on it. Ask the Gemara, Bahai Minai Nothing. With which shoe, which foot are you going to put the shoe on? The one with the wound or the one without the wound? Amar Rav Huna bi osa shiyesh ba maka. That we're talking about a case where he's going to put the shoe on the foot that has the wound. Alma kasavar sandal l'shum tzar ovid. We see from here that Rav Huna holds that a person puts on a sandal because of tzar for the foot. V'chia barav amar ba osa she'em ba maka. Chia barav disagrees and he says, no, he'll go out with one shoe on, that's the foot that does not have the wound. And the one that does have the wound will stay barefoot. Alma kasavar l'shum tiny govid. So you see the Chiya Barav holds that you put on a shoe to make it easier to walk. V'zushi yesh b'maka maksa mocheches aleha. And the leg that has the wound, and the leg that doesn't have a shoe on it, is potter practically from having a shoe put on it, because the maka makes it obvious that's why he didn't wear a shoe. And for that reason, there's nothing strange. That's why we use the expression potur. There's nothing strange about the other foot having a shoe on it. Mark continues, Vaf Rabbi Yochanan Savar lo l'hod Rav Huna. Rabbi Yochanan holds like the opinion of Rav Huna that you put the shoe on the leg that has the wound. Da'amar le Rabbi Yochanan le Rav Shemin bar Abba. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rav Shemin bar Abba, Havli misanoi, give me a shoe. My shoe. Yavle d'yumin. And he gave him the right shoe, not the left. Now, Rabbi Yochanan later on is going to be of the opinion that when a person ties their shoe, they're supposed to first tie the left and then the right. So due to that, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Asito maka, you made my right foot having a wound. If you felt that I was in a regular situation, so then you would have given me the left to tie first, to put on a tie, and then the right. The fact that you gave me the right only indicates that I'm putting on a shoe because of a maka, and I hold that you're supposed to put the shoe on the maka because sandal l'shum tzar of it. Asks the Gemara, V'dilma k'chia barav svirle. Maybe, no, he does not hold like Rav Huna. He holds like Chia Barav, who says that you don't put the foot on the wound. V'hachi kamar. And this way said to him, Asisa shel small maka, that you made my left foot with a wound, and that's the reason you gave me the right, because I'm not supposed to put a sandal on the wound, but rather sandal l'shum tanig of it, as Chia Barav had held. Vaz Rabbi Yochanan tameh, and then that would work out well with Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan kitfilin. Rabbi Yochanan says that the way one ties shoes is like tefillin. Kach minolin. That's how you tie them. Mat tefillin bismal, ach minolin bismal. Just like the tefillin you tie on your left hand, so too when it comes to shoes, you tie the left first. Meisive, however, the Gemara says, we had a Tana Indic teaching that was against this. Kishu Noel, when you tie Noel Shel Yimin v'achakach Noel Shel Smol, you first tie the right and then the left. Rav Yosef, hashtu the Sanya Hachi, now that you presented it as such. Rav Yosef, hashtu the Sanya Hachi, since we had a Brisa that taught that you're supposed to start with the right, and yet at the same time, we had Rabbi Yochanan who had said that you're supposed to start with the left. And Rabbi Yochanan taught this way, David Hachi Avad, Udavid Hachi Avad. If you do it this way, it's fine. If you do it the other way, it's fine. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, really? Is that so smooth? Just to say that you could do it either way because Rabbi Yochanan had said it? Dilma Rabbi Yochanan have mas nalavishmiyale. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan did not hear this Mishnah. And if he had heard this Mishnah, then he would have been chozer. The only reason Rabbi Yochanan said that was because he wasn't aware of that teaching. Or he heard it and he decided that On the other hand, it could be that if he had heard it, and he had heard it, but he still didn't paskin against it. V'kasavar ein halacha kosa mishnah, that we don't follow that mishnah, which indicates that the Gemara is struggling, that it's a safek of what Rabbi Yochanan's opinion would really be. I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak. For this reason, Rav Nachman Yitzchak taught Yirei Shemayim Yotzei Yidei Shneihem, that Yirei Shemayim should be Yotzei both Shitas. Umanu, and what's an example that, who is that was Yotzei Bar Shitas? Mar Brei D'Ravina. Mar D'Ravina. Hecha Ovid, what did he do? Siyim D'Imanei, he would put the right on, V'lo Kater, and not tie it. V'siyim Smalei, V'Kater, and then put on the left and then tie it. V'hadar Kater D'Imanei, and then tie the right. Rashi explains that this is a brilliant suggestion because you're tying first the left like tefillin. On the other hand, you're putting on the right like the language of the Mishnah, that you're being Noel Shalim and Yimam, you're being Yotzei both Deos. Amar Ravashi Chazin Rav Kahana Delo Kapid. Ravashi said that he saw that Rav Kahana was not Makbid on this. Tanur Rabban Kishu Noel Shalom Yimin V'achakach Noel Shal Smol. The price that taught us that you put on the right first and then the left. Kishu cholets, when he takes off cholet shel smol v'achakach cholet shel yimin. First you take off the left, then the right. Kishu rochets, when you wash, rochets shel yimin v'achakach rochets shel smol. Kishu sachsach shel yimin v'achakach shel smol. Same on anointing. V'arotzel also kol guf v'sach brosho t'chil. First the head. V'pnei shehu melech al kol evar. Because the head is the melech on of all body parts. Take a look at the Tanya that describes that the nefesh elukus of a person is expressed in his intellect. The Gemara continues, v'lo b'tfilin, that a person is not allowed to go out with his tefillin on Shabbos. The Gemara is going to explain that the rationale is not only dependent on the concept that Shabbos is not zman tefillin. Amar Rav Safra, lo tema, aliba demand amar Shabbos la zman tefillin, so not only according to Mandamer, it says Shabbos is not the time of tefillin. Elafilu Mandamer Shabbos man tefillin hu, that one is allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Lo yatsa, you still can't go out. Dil masa esuya berushus rabim, lest you come to take off the tefillin and carry it. Vika demasal seifa, and some learned this teaching. Some had a different tradition of the teaching of Rav Safra. Vika demasal seifa, some learned on the seifa. Vim yatsa eina chayiv chatas, if he goes out, he won't be chayiv. Achatas. That's how the Mishnah concluded. Amar Rav Safra lo tema liba demand amar Shabbos man tefillin hu. This statement was not made only according to Mandamer, who says it's permissible to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Ela afilu Mandamer Shabbos lavs man tefillin hu. Even according to Mandamer that holds that Shabbos is not a time of tefillin, who ain a chayiv chatas, it's not considered a chatas. My time at derech malbush avida. Tefillin is made as a malbush, and even if there's no mitzvah to wear it, nevertheless, it's not considered a masui. It's not considered a wit. Just for a little background of Shabbos Zman Tefillin or Lav Zman Tefillin, the source of that sugya is Erevin on Sadivov Amid Aleph. The Gemara there discusses the pasuk of Ishamarta Zachoka Azos Lamadam Yom Yomima in regards to Tefillin in Shmos Yud Gimel Yud. Chazal have a discussion. Rabbi Yossi Haglili says that the word miyamim means to emphasize of the days, as opposed to one day that's going to be potter. That's Rabbi Yossi Haglili's source for Shabbos, lavzman tefillin. Rabbi Akiva learns out from the pasuk v'haya l'cha l'ois al yodcha, that the mitzvah of tefillin is dafka when there needs an os. However, Shabbos does not need an os. The Mag Avraham Machzis HaShekel and Gra in Simin Shin Aleph discuss that according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, it could very well be that there's an Isser to put on tefillin on Shabbos because of Miyamim Yamima, that you're not supposed to put on tefillin on Shabbos. However, nevertheless, L'kulei Alma, it would not be considered a Masui because the tefillin is a Malbush. I later saw that this is the approach of the Sefer Ishei Yisrael, who claims that this is also the position of the Rid. However, the Shagas Aryeh in Shal Suchuva Simim Mem Aleph claims that our Gemara is only going according to Rabbi Akiva. However, according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, the halacha would be that we would view it as a malbush, as a masui mamish, and our Gemara was only going according to Rabbi Akiva. So those two reasons of why one is pater from tefillin on Shabbos would be a nafgamina in our Gemara as well. We had learned that our Gemara was saying that it was permissible, or more precisely, that one would not be chayiv. That would be the better way of saying it. One would not be chayiv if one went out with tefillin, even according to Man D'Amar that holds that Shabbos lavs man tefillin, even according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, that doesn't go so far as to be considered a masui, even if it's an isur. However, that's only the Isha Yisrael's way of understanding it. According to Shagas Aryeh, our Gemara only goes according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that there is no isur, but according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, it would be mamish a masui, and one would be chayev chatas in going out with the tefillin. It's interesting to note that the Prima Gadim in Simin Shin Aleph, Sifkotan Nungimel, is mistapic in regards to tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. If one could be machnis, the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch describes that there are certain cases that the only way to save tefillin, one could put them on and to walk through them in the Rishus HaRabim, whether tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam would be considered masoi or not. Our Mishnah also taught us, v'lo b'kmiya b'zvein she'enu min ha-mumcha, that one is not allowed to go to amulet if there hasn't been a chazaka that the amulet works. The Mefarshei HaMishnah explained that if it's from a mumcha, he's going to be careful not to take it off, that it should fall away, and so on and so forth. However, if it's not from mumcha, he's not so careful about it. He might come to hold it and to carry. Amar of Papa, loy tema ad mumcha gavra, mumcha kmiya, elikiva de mumcha gavra, afal gav de lo mumcha kmiya. Even if this amulet hasn't proven its efficacy, however, if the mumcha, the one who wrote it, has been proven a mumcha, has proven his efficacy, so then in such a case, then we have no chash, he'll come to carry it, he'll want to have it on his body the whole time. The emphasis is the subject, not the object. A kmiya is not acceptable if it's not from the one who wrote it is not a mumcha. V'loktani, it doesn't say bizman she'enu mumcha, that the amulet itself, the cheftza itself, has to be of mumcha, has to have proven itself. Only the writer has to have proven himself. Shmamina, we hear from this. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in regards to kmiya, ezeu kmiya mumcha, kol sheripa v'shini v'shalosh, if it has healed three times. Echad mia kmiya shel ksav, ve'echad kmiya shel ikarin. Whether it's an amulet that has been written, or it's an amulet. Sometimes the amulets weren't these expressions, biksav, of something along the lines of what we would call Kabbalah today, but rather it was made out of the roots of different spices that had, it seems, a remedial effect. Echad chol sheish b'sakana, whether we're talking about someone whose life is in danger, echad chol sheish b'sakana, in all these cases, those qualify as a kmiya. Lo shenichpe, we're not only talking about someone who has already gotten sick once before from this sickness, ela shelo yichpe, even if someone has not gotten sick before, but rather there's a reason to believe they'll get sick. For example, he has a hereditary condition. That's what it seems that Rashi describes sheyichpe. Rashi doesn't use the word hereditary. Punit hadn't come along yet, but nevertheless, people were aware that on some level there were hereditary conditions. V'kosher umatir afilu b'rishus harabim. He's allowed to attach it and unattach it, even the rishus harabim. Ulai bilvad shelo yikshirenu b'shir u'betabas. On the condition that he doesn't attach it with either a bracelet or a ring, v'yotze bar b'rishus harabim, go out to it in rishus harabim, on the top of Samach Aleph from a base, mishum, on the second line, maris ayin, we're afraid that people will not be aware that this is a kamiya, and only a kamiya is acceptable. However, other things will appear like he's carrying it along on his bracelet, his or her bracelet, but it will be a masui because it's not a tachshit. So for that reason, it needs to be obvious that's a kamiya, and therefore it should not be on the bracelet or on a ring. Asks the Gemara of Atayim, didn't we learn in Braisa? He said, kamiya, mumche, kol shripa gil bnei adam keechod. That when it comes to a The kasha is, as Rashi explains, that over here it sounds like it needs to heal three different people. And earlier we learned, Kol Shripa Vashan Shilish Afilu Adam Echa, it sounds like only one, even one person. And says the Gemara, La Kasha, Holim Chuye Le Gavra, Holim Chuye Kamiya. When we're talking about a writer of a Kamiya, in order for him to be Muchzik, he needs to have written three Kamiyas that heal three different sicknesses. And that was what we talk about in the Braisa, Kol Sharipa Gimel Bnei Adam Ke'echad. However, the case that says, even by one person, is talking about whether the Kamiya is reliable, and then if it heals even one person, then it's acceptable. So that's the Teretz. Halim Chia Kamiya, the earlier case, is talking about a Kamiya that's being Muchzik as something that heals. Amar Papa Pshitali Tlas Kamiya Latlas Gavri. Three different Kamiyas for three different people. Tlasa Tlasa Zimna three different times. So Ismicha Gavri Ismicha Kamiya. Then, in such a case, both the individual as a writer has proven himself because there are three different people, as well as the Kamiya has proven itself because it happened three times. Tlasa Kamiya Latlasa Gavri Chad Zimna, if three Kamiyas were written for three different people and healed one time each, Ismacha Kimai, so then in such a case, Gavra Ismachai, the one who wrote it has already been maxing himself, Kamiya Lo Ismachai, because each Kamiya only worked once. Chad Kamiya Lutlasa Gavri, if there was one Kamiya that was written by one individual, and it worked on three different people, Kamiya Ismachoi, Gavra Lo Ismachi. But the individual who wrote hasn't proven himself because he only wrote one Kamiya that worked three times. By Rav Papa asks the following shayla. If we take all of these facts into account, Rav Papa then, and we assume they're correct, as Rav Papa assumed, then you have the following question. Tlasa Kamiya Lechad Gavra Mai. What happens if an individual wrote three different Kamiyas for three different sicknesses for one person? Kamiya Vadai Lo Ismachi. Certainly, no Kamiya has been machzik itself because it healed the person only once, but Gavra Ismachi Lo Ismachi. In terms of the writer, whether he's proven himself as a good Kamiya writer, you could be choker. Mi amrinan ha'asile. Do we say that he healed him three different times? Odilma, or do we say no? Mazel dahai gavra hu demekamekabel ksava. That he got lucky because it's the same person. When did we say earlier that it works if he wrote three different times to heal with three different Kamiyas? That's with three different people. But with the same person, maybe it's only his mazel. Teku, the Gemara leaves off with a teku. As I was taught as a child, tishbi yitareitz kushios v'abayas. Eliyo Anavi will answer our questions. The Gemara continues with a fascinating shaila. Yibaylu, kmiyin yesh behem mishum kedusha, odilma ein behem mishum kedusha. When it comes to a kmiya, do we treat it with as if it has kedusha, or if it do we treat it as if it does not have kedusha? It is quoted in the name of the Sfas Emes that the side of the Gemara, it was definitely written with a religious perspective, a Torah perspective, a deep Torah perspective that has unique powers, but the only thing that might have Kedusha are those things that are written with the Kavanos of Kedushas Hashem. If it wasn't written with the Kavan of Kedushas Hashem, like Torah, the Sefer Torah is written with Kedushas Hashem, Torah itself, words of Torah as well, since one could argue, al pi hashkofas Yisrael, that the words of Torah are the shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as described in the Zohar and other Svarim. So all of that has Kedushas Hashem. Over here, it wasn't written l'shem Torah or l'shem Kedushas Hashem, but rather to heal somebody. So in such a case, maybe on the one hand we say it doesn't have Kedusha, on the other hand, it's making usage of spiritual components that represent Kedushas Hashem, then maybe that's going to be enough. Yibarlu kamin yeshmem shum kedusha odilma ema shum kedusha. L'may hilchasa asks the Gemara, what's enough kamin? Is this a philosophical question? No. In the Gemara, we don't ask philosophical questions in general. Ilei melatzlunim upnei hadleika. If the shaila is in terms of saving it, tashma, I'll bring you a raya. Habrachas vakamim afu pishiyesh ben osios uminyanos harbe. Shebet Torah, even though it has letters of the Torah and many concepts of the Torah, as we alluded to before, that the halacha is you're not allowed to violate Shabbos and to save them. The Torah you are, Sifrei Kodesh you are, but Kamiya not. Elo inyan gneiza, but the shaila is in terms of putting in shames. Tashma coming here, I'll bring you a proof. Hayakasav al yodos hakelim v'alkari hamita. If Kamiyas were written on the handles of utensils or on beds, yogod v'ignezenu. The halacha is, you need to cut it off from those things, and it has to be put into gneiza. Says the Gemara, Elo likanis, so that's the Dabar Pashut also, that a Kamiya needs to go into gneiza. Elo likanis ben bebeis hakise mai. In regards to taking into a bathroom, yesh ben kedusha va'asar aduma ema ben kedusha v'shari, and you're allowed to tashma, v'lo b'kamiya b'zman shein amin amimcha, hamin amumcha nafik, that we said that a person is allowed to go out on Shabbos with a Kamiya that was written by a mumcha. V'yamit kamiyin yesh ben kedusha, if you're going to say Kamiya has Kedusha, and the person can't take it into a bathroom, Zimnin de mitzvah lebeis hakisi vassalis, inu dal rams bershus harabim. If he has to take it off every time he goes to the bathroom, then he might come to carry it. So what do we see? We see from the fact that we're not afraid that a person is going to come to carry it, that one doesn't need to take it off when going to the bathroom. In that regard, a Kamiya does not have Kedusha. Says the Gemara, no. Hacha ma'iskina b'kamiya shel ikarin. It could very well be that the case in which a person does not have to take it off is if it's made out of the roots of spices. Ask the Gemara, v'atanya echa kamiya shel ksav, echa kamiya shel ikarin, that we learn this halacha both for kamiya shel ksav as well as Shelly Karm, El Hachamai Skin Bechol Sheish Bo Sakana. That we're talking about someone whose life is in danger, that he shouldn't even take it off when going to the bathroom. Ask the Umar, but that's difficult. Vatani, we learned in a Braisa, Echa Chol Sheish Bo Sakana, Vecha Chol Sheish Bo Sakana. That this applies whether a person has a Sakana, is in the state of Sakana, or not. El Kivan Demasi, Afal Gav Denokat Le Biyodai, Nami Shapir Dami. Even if he's not allowed to wear it when he's going into the bathroom, but elakivan demasi, since it heals, afagav denokala biyadei nami shapir dami. That even when he holds it, it's considered a tachshit. This is an answer to a trivia question, at least at this stage of the Gemara. On the last line on Samach Aleph Amebeis, how is it possible for someone to carry something on Shabbos and in his hand, and it be permissible? The answer is, the tachshit of a kamiya even serves as a tachshit when he's holding his hand. Asks the Gemara, really, is that so? V'atanya Raboshia Omer Bavachelo Yachzenu Biyodo Tapa Samach Beis Amid Aleph V'yavirenu Arba Amis Bershus Harabim. So the Gemara, it was a fleeting hava amina. This trivia question was only legitimate on the bottom of Samach Aleph Amid Beis because Raboshia rejects it out of hand. He says it's not considered a tachshit if you're holding it. Elohim Ma'eskinan, so what is going to be the explanation of how on the one hand, we can consider the kamiya as a dover shabik kedusha, and you can't go into it in the bathroom. Yet at the same time, we're not afraid a person's going to come to carry it. Halachah ma'iskin b'mechupa ar. If it's covered with leather, so then in such a case, it won't be a gnai to go into it in the bathroom. I have actually seen such a kamiya with my own eyes. Rav Aaron Bina, the Rosh Yeshiva of Netiv Aryeh, wears a kamiya, and that kamiya is covered with leather, as described by our Gemara. Asks the Gemara, "V'harei tefillin to mechupa ar, tefillin which is covered with ar, and yet we don't rely on this." V'tanya nichas beis hakisei, choleitz tefillin berachok dalad amas v'nichnas. That a person can't rely on the fact that the bias is made of tefillin and it covers up the shemos of the tefillin. Answers the Gemara, hasam mishum shin. No, even the outside has kedusha because of the shin. Amar Abaye shil shin tefillin halacha l'moshe misinai. The shin of the tefillin is halacha l'moshe misinai. Amar Abaye dalad shil tefillin halacha l'moshe misinai. The dalad of the tefillin is also halacha l'moshe misinai. In the past, in Meseches Brachos on Davova Mid Aleph, as well as on the sugya of Chav Ches Amebeis, we discussed what the Dalet Shel Tefillin exactly is, whether the Dalet of the Tefillin is the knot in the back of the head. The opinion of Rashi in our daf, as well as in other places, is that the Dalet over here is the Kesher of Tefillin, and it's Ma'akev in the name of Shakai. See the halacha from the daily daf on Brachos, either Brachos Davov or Shabbos Chav Ches. V'amar Abaye Dalet Shel Tefillin Halach L'Moshe Misinai. The Dalet of the Tefillin is also Halach Mishnah from the Shem Hashem. V'amar Abaye Yud Shel Tefillin Halach L'Moshe Misinai. In other words, you have the Shem Hashem on the outside, and that's the reason. It's not because of the parashios of the Tefillin one cannot go into the bathroom with the bias, but it's because as Vahar Raya, when it comes to the Kamiya, the leather works to take into the bathroom. However, when it comes to the tefillin, the leather of the tefillin itself has a Shemos Hashem. It would be a fascinating question to deal with. What happens if you had tefillin with that has the Shemos on the outside, but for whatever reason there's no parashios? What would the halacha be? L'chura, from our Gemara, at first glance, what would emerge is there would still be an Isser, unless you say the Shemos, the Shin, and the Dalid are dependent on the parashios that are inside. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Samach Aleph, and we now go on to the halacha section from our daf. Bezos Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from daf Samach Aleph is a shayla that's been sitting in our cupboard collecting dust for 7 or 8 years. And now that we learned the Gemara, maybe we'll be able to address the shayla. And that is, my wife's grandfather, Rabbi First Olav HaShalom, was a rabbi in Astoria, New York, and Grandma First, may she be well, gave us some of the kosos that were part of the shul after 50 years of, if not more, of giving to their tzibur. The neighborhood had changed, and eventually the shul was disbanded. Rabbi First's commitment to his community is even expressed by Misaso. He's buried in the front of his entire tzibur in the same cemetery in Queens, not far from the community that he shepherded B'chaim, as well as even B'kfura, the tzibur there is buried together. Anyhow, after it was disbanded, could very well be after our grandfather's passing, many of the kosos in the shul were no longer being used. And Grandma gave us a couple of the kosos for our usage. I looked down at one of the kosos, and on the dish, the silver dish that holds the kos, there was the bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen written out, Baruch Atah, with Hashem Elokeinu, with the entire bracha written out entirely. What are we supposed to do with such a dish? Are we allowed to use it? Does it have to go into Geniza? So that shayla has literally and figuratively been collecting dust for a while, and now I could share with the Daf Yomi learners our Daf's connection to it and a possible approach based on the Psak in Shulchan Aruch. Our Gemara was discussing the status of a Kamiya vis-a-vis the requirement of Geniza, and it quotes a Gemara in Erechin on Daf Vav Amud Aleph from Maseches Sofrim that says, Hayikotzel al yodos hakelim v'al kari amita, if the Shem Hashem is written on objects, then it requires Geniza. This is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, not only words that are written on paper. At the end of Simen Reishayin Vav, last Sif, Sif Yugimel, Klisha Yikotzel alav Shem, Kotzeitz Makom Hashem v'gonzo. One needs to cut off that area and put it into Geniza. The Pitzchei Tshuva discusses in Sif Katan Chafhei, from the Tshuvas Panim Meiros and Chelik Beis, Sof Simin Kuf Lamid Beis, a very similar type of case than to the one that is sitting in our cabinet. And he writes the following, B'davar Shechokeku Chavras Kabranim Al Koso Shel Zechuchis, there was glasses that a certain group of people had engraved into the glass, the Psukim, that had also the Shem Havaye. There was a Rav that ushered it. V'aslam Rav Echolishtos Bemkim Forsh B'Shulchan Aruch. Just like we say, in Shulchan Aruch, it's prohibited to have Hana. V'hu Pilpel B'zeh. However, the Panim Meiros suggested the following Chiluk. Our Gemara says, Kosov Al Yados HaKelim. The Panim Meiros suggests that maybe specifically Yados, the handles where to write the Shem on the Yados, would be a Bizayim. However, if it's as well as Kare Amita. However, on the Kli itself, in an honorable way, clearly, when someone was making the kos, they wanted to make it in an honorable way to put the bracha. So then in such a case, Panim Ira suggests, Yesh lomar demutu lo shtamish bo. Kivin da Hashem shelo b'mekomo eino mikadesh kol hakli, that the shame doesn't give kedusha to the entire kli. The iser shimushu b'shvil bizayin Hashem. And the reason why you're not allowed to use it, argues upon Miros, is only a bizayin of the shame. Aval hecha she'ena bizayin Hashem. But where it doesn't serve as a bizayin, mutar lishdamish bo, it will be permissible to use it. However, he points out the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch don't say like out the lashon Maseches Sofrim, klasav al yados hakelim. What is their lashon different than our lashon and our Gemara? Kli shaya kasav of shame, kotzeitz makom hashem v'gonzo. So therefore, it could very well be that the whole approach to say that it's dafka, the area of the bizayon, that would be problematic. But if it's not the bizayon, it would not be problematic, is debatable. It could be that kedushas Hashem is not supposed to be used on a utensil and put on a utensil for eating. And the Panim Iros comes out l'chumra. V'helo d'mikol makom ein l'hakalishtos b'kelim ha'anal. One should not drink from such kelim. V'daito note l'chroch ha'makom k'sivas Hashem gimoni yoshel zav. If you put an added piece of metal or silk on top, it would be acceptable. It wouldn't be considered mechikas Hashem chas v'chalila, because he's not erasing it, but it would not be obvious to the other people, and then would not serve as bizayon Hashem. Hence, it would seem that the dish that's the family heirloom would be problematic to use as is, vis-a-vis the Shem Hashem, in the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, and even the Panim Meiros, who suggests a chiddush in our Gemara, ultimately, he points out that it doesn't only apply to Yodos HaKelim. As well, one could wonder if on the plate, it would be more of a bezayon than if it would be engraved on the kos itself. Nevertheless, even if it's on the kos itself, the Panim Meiros comes out l'chumra. Our Shaila is even more directly related to the cases in our Gemara, because the poskim point out that our Gemara also answers another shaila in Hilchos Geniza. What is the status of a bracha that does not have the Shem Hashem? In fact, in this case, the bracha that was written, a Borei Pri Hagafen, did not have the Shem Hashem written Yudke Vavke, but as in many cases, as written in many Sidurim, it was written with two Yuds. Two yuds is not the Shem Hashem. In fact, one should know this halacha independently. In Reish Ayin Vav Sif Yud, there the Mechaber gives the lists of Shemos Hashem, and the Ramah concludes in Sif Yud, the Hashem shekosim besidurin shtei yudin, the achas al gaben mutar lemachko imhu letzorech. There's no isra mechikas Hashem. Two yuds are not considered the Shem Hashem. So maybe one could attack from a different angle and say, if there's a Shem Hashem, even the Panim Meiros is machmir, like the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, kli shaykosel Hashem kotez makom Hashem v'gonzo, that requires geniza. But over here, maybe one would argue that there is no Shem Hashem. Well, that would be incorrect in this case on two different levels. Number one, I don't remember, but even if it doesn't have the yud-yud, but it has the elo with the concluding part of kenu spelled out with the hey instead of the kuf, so in Shulchan Aruch Siftes, Elokim is considered, of course, as you know, one of the Shem Hashem, and the Sefer Mara Cohen, which is brought down in the Otzim Mefarshim on the Taz, Sif Katan Zayin, says the same applies to Elokeinu and Elokeichem as well, and therefore there would be a problem. That is number one. Number two, if it was not written as Elokeinu with a hey, but rather with a kuf, there still is another issue. And that's a psak in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Shabbos, which the Sefer Ginzei Kodesh on Perek Yud Ha'orach Haftes points out is relevant in terms of all brachos that are written. For example, in a classroom, if a teacher writes up a bracha, does that require geniza? Our Gemara expressly addresses that. Who could find it?
Samach Aleph Amabez, and our Gemara four lines up. Hag brachos v'akamiyas. Brachos and kamiyas. What exactly are the brachos? So Rashi on our Gemara doesn't tell us what they are. However, on Kuf Tes Vav Amabez, Rashi does. And Rashi over there says that it means the brachos. A matbea brachos yatavu chachamim kagon yud ches v'shar brachos. A bracha is by definition considered something that requires gneiza. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Yoredei Chelik Beis Simin Kuf Lamed Hey that the nuzach a bracha is considered like all Torah shebal peh. Lachain im kasvu nuzach a bracha af beli shem Hashem ta'un gneiza. So in such a case, it would need gneiza. So even if there isn't shemos Hashem, nevertheless, from our sugya emerges a chidush lahalacha that is described beautifully in the Igros Moshe. All of the Marim Makomos are collected together on this part about the bracha in the Sefer Ginzei Kodesh, Perik Yud, Halacha Yud Gimel, Ha'orach Chavtes. And this Be'ezer Hashem is the Halacha Lamaisa application of our sugyas. And we have a bottom line, and that is that if someone has engraved a bracha on a dish, it should not be used lechatchila. There is room to be matzdik based on the Panim Me'iros, but at the end of the day, even the Panim Me'iros ended up lechumra, and there are one of two suggestions, either to put everything in Gneiza, or the Panim Me'iros suggested to add a layer of silver and gold, and this would not be a bizayon Hashem, not to chas v'chalila rub out the bracha, that might qualify as an isra mechikas Hashem, or in this case, mechikas Torah Shebiksab, Shabal Peh, excuse me, as Rav Moshe Feinstein described the Kedusha of Brachas, that Brachas have the status of Torah Shebiksav. And this Be'ezer Hashem is a fascinating application to the Shiloh that was collecting dust on Daf Samach Aleph, Amud Beis.